we don't pull out knives and cut ourselves, but yeah.
Self-harm.
There's been like, we've had early on when we were doing like kind of smaller venues, you'd have someone would end up getting, you know, a bang on the head, or I've been in hospital a few times for like infections from dirty stages, and I've had a few like mishaps.
Yeah, it happens quite regularly.
Vokalist Tom og gitarrist James mener alvor med scenopptredene de har sammen med Lee og Robert, som Pulled Apart by Horses. Det beste de vet å slippe seg fullstendig løs under konserter og gå berserk på scenen. Og grunnen til at de gjør det på hver eneste av de snart 500 konsertene, skyldes tilstanden de kommer i når de spiller.
I think it's because we're all slightly hyperactive and there's something missing, and whenever we're playing energetic loud music we just can't help it but just lose it.
Utagerende sceneoppførsel har sin pris for britene som debuterte med plata som heter det samme som bandet I fjor, I form av sykehusregninger og manglende kroppsstykker.
I've just got loads of chunks missing out of my leg. Like that's from Leeds Fest where I jumped into the barrier and then just hacked a big chunk out of my leg, and then
I've never ever seen so much blood ever.
And then just stood there, my whole right leg was just like wet with blood, and I was just kind of like, okay. What do I do now? We still played the show, and then one of our friends came on stage with like a headscarf and tied it round, like as if it was some sort of bullet wound. Just like, yeah, carry on. Just like man down.
Ved siden av å synge og spille gitar og hoppe rundt og av scenen, har Tom Hudson også en annen greie han må gjennom under en konsert med Pulled Apart by Horses.
Yeah, I throw up quite a lot. I don't mean to. Like, I think some people think that it might be like a thing of the band, as if I'm like round the corner sticking my fingers down my throat. But yeah, I throw up quite a lot.
It's not a ritual or...
No, but it kind of almost seems like it is. Like when we played South by Southwest in Texas, I think I threw up at every show.
Yeah.
There was one point where, like, before we went on, I was really dehydrated, so I drank loads and loads of water. Then halfway through the set, just from jumping around and screaming, like I was just like, oh shit, I'm gonna be sick. And like I ended up throwing up, and this guy just like picked up a bin and held it in front of me, in front of the stage. And it felt like it lasted about 10 minutes. It was just like that.
It's a common thing if you're quite lively when you play, you jump around. Like there's a band called Foles, and their guitarist Jimmy has a white bucket behind his amp. And every now and again you'll see him go behind his amp and you don't know why, but he's actually been sick. And like, I didn't realise that until a few weeks ago, but he's actually puking behind his amp, and then he'll come back out and you've got no idea. But I guess some people get, it's like nervous energy, isn't it?
Transgressive Records are signing bands who puke.
Yeah, that's it, yeah, basically.
That's what it is. Even the folk acts throw up every now and then.
Bands that puke and have horse-related names.
Yeah.
Etter at bandet slapp plate I fjor, ble de booka inn til å varme opp for betydelig større band. De gikk fra å spille på bittesmå klubber til å varme opp for Muse på stadionturnéen deres. Der gjelder helt andre regler for oppførsel enn Tom og James vant til.
And you work out what you can and can't do in the bigger venues, and yeah,
we get told off a lot in the bigger venues. Because they'll just be like, you can't climb on this, you can't climb on that.
Equipment.
Like they've already heard of us or seen us before. When we turn up for Leeds and Reading Fest now, they like tape everything up and they're just like telling us off, like, you're not going anywhere there, you're not going there. And like, we're just like, all right.
Like the
and then 1 minute in, we don't listen to any of it.
Like the third year of Leeds and Reading, I can remember this guy came up and he was like, Pulled Apart by Horses, isn't it? And we were like, yeah. It's like, right, you can't do this, you can't do that, don't get on that. I know what you're like, James, you can't get up here and climb that. I was like, okay, then, sorry.
Kind of like the grown-ups world.
Yeah. It's funny.
We're definitely the children when it comes to that.
Du hører på Lydverket. Lydverket på P3.